Let's reflect. Let's contemplate. Let's feel the full effect of the gracious, mysterious call of God to salvation and to pastoral ministry. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I that I should have? Who am I that I should have been the object of His mercy? Who am I that I should have been the object of His grace? Who am I that I should have been the object of His affection? Why? Why me? I don't know. Why me? Because if I look for a motive within me for why me, all I discover is my sinfulness. And as I contemplate His holiness, I become more aware of my sinfulness. And as I contemplate His holiness and my sinfulness, then I become more aware that I richly deserve His righteous wrath in light of His holiness against my sinfulness. And I richly deserve His righteous wrath for an eternity in hell because of my sinfulness. And yet, He called me. He didn't simply invite me. No, He summoned me. It was a divine summons. It was an authoritative summons. And I can still vividly remember the moment I received that summons as if that moment were last night. Maybe this will help you to understand why I'm so affected when I read any reference to the call of God. Grew up in a nominally Catholic home, rebelled against all I understood about Catholicism at an early age. And also at an early age for the time, immersed myself in the drug culture. I was influenced by some older friends, but I am completely and totally responsible. I can still remember the evening I first smoked marijuana, and that evening as I left the apartment of an older friend, I was passionate about what just took place. I resolved that a transition just took place in my life from the world of alcohol to the world of drugs, and I pursued the world of drugs, all to my shame, as passionate as I possibly could. I wasn't passive about this. I was passionate about this. I found my way to every possible drug-induced experience of pleasure I could short of heroin. And the only reason I did not do heroin, for some of my friends did do heroin, the only reason I did not do heroin because I was afraid of shots. As I would watch them administer a shot to themselves, I found that completely frightening. Therefore, there was only one thing I would not do in my pursuit of pleasure, and that was heroin. But I did indeed do everything else. I took LSD like it was vitamin C. I took it on a daily basis. I took it repeatedly. I took it over a lengthy period of time. And sadly, and to my shame, I didn't just passionately pursue sin. I recruited others to passionately participate in the pursuit of sin. I recruited others. I trained them in this passionate pursuit. I was happy. If you had tried to reason with me, if you had tried to in any way witness with me, and if you made joy an issue, if you tried to argue with me that you were joyful, if you tried to reason with me or challenge me that I lack joy in my life, I would have said, you are an idiot. I am quite happy. There was no crisis taking place in my life. I was not convicted of my sin. I was immersed in the drug culture. I was passionately pursuing sin and immorality in every possible form. I was quite happy. And it just so happens that one of those older friends who had influenced me, he relocated to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And not long after his relocation, somehow, in some way, he wandered into a Baptist church where he heard the gospel. And he experienced the miracle of regeneration. He turned from his sins. He trusted in the Savior. And you know what? Within 2 weeks after his conversion, he had this intent. I must return to the Washington, D.C. area and share the gospel with my friends. And by the grace of God, I was one of his friends. He returned to the Washington, D.C. area. He asked to get with me one evening, and on that evening, which I vividly remember, as we sat together in my room. I began working my way through the various options to smoke, various options of hash that I had. I invited him to join me. He declined. I was momentarily perplexed, but not deterred. I began to smoke. If you weren't going to join my party, I was still going to party. And as I smoked, and at some point in between tokes, as he told me all he knew of the gospel, and please understand, he didn't know much, but he knew enough. He knew enough about the death of Jesus Christ for sinners like me. He knew enough to tell me about Jesus dying as a substitute for sinners like me. And as he told me what he knew, in a moment, God summoned me. In a moment, I experienced effectual call. In a moment, God acted upon me. And it is as vivid as if it happened last night. He didn't understand all the specifics and nuances related to repentance and faith, but this I knew that evening. God acted upon me prior to my acting upon God. I would argue that actually I was reformed in experience in my understanding of soteriology before I was informed theologically. But if you had come to me that evening and said to me, you know what? Your repentance and faith initiated this. I would have said, you, how can I say this respectfully? You are a moron, okay? I didn't initiate this. God acted upon me. God granted me the miracle of the new birth. And yes, from there, I did respond in repentance and faith. From that evening, and from that evening on, something definitive took place, and something has continued to take place progressively in the form of sanctification. So when I read any reference to the Corinthians being called, I vividly remember that evening. And as I read the words of Spurgeon, that if we were asked to solve this question, why we were called throughout eternity, if we had this problem to solve, why did he call me? We should still go on making wrong guesses, but we never could arrive at the right conclusion unless we should say once and for all, I do not know. I do not know.